After 60 years of football games in Sun Devil Stadium, ASU is re-envisioning what that space can be. There will, of course, still be football games, but beyond that, there are plans for movies on the grass, soccer games, classes, yoga, and an ice rink. Here to talk about all that and more is Colleen Jennings-Rogensack. She's leading the efforts behind Sun Devil Stadium 365. Colleen, welcome.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
So I have to ask, an outdoor ice rink in Phoenix. Now, clearly around Christmas time, there are a couple of those around the valley. Are you looking for the ASU hockey team to be playing at Sun Devil Stadium?
Well, not only are we looking at the hockey team playing, but we're looking at fun figure skating happening, all of the little peewee hockey games going on, people learning to skate. It'll be an outdoor desert blizzard, if you will.
Now, logistically, that seems like it would be quite an undertaking to keep a rink, even in January or, you know, wintertime when it's chilly at night, it's still warmer than ice is outside. I mean, how big of an undertaking would that be?
You know, there are actually companies that we've already met with who do these outdoor hockey spectaculars. And so they are prepared for when the weather's really cold and especially when it's really warm. And they're excited about being able to do one here with us.
Do you see this as a way to maybe set the ASU hockey program apart a little bit to say, hey, we're going to play outside either to recruits or to, you know, other national outlets?
I think it's like, you know, we're in the show business. I run Gamage. It's a way to bring a little pizzazz. We're also having the wrestling team here at the theater at Gamage. So grapple at Gamage. So I think it's a way of just highlighting sports. I'm really excited about all of the things that are going to be happening at ASU 365 Community Union, which will include Pat Tillman, the Veterans Center, moving there, our Public Service Academy, the Global Sports Initiative, the Walter Cronkite Broadcast Studios. So there'll be a lot of activities that'll be ongoing. And in addition to the ice rink, I'm mostly excited about goat yoga. Goat yoga. And if your listeners have not done yoga with a little goat on your back, you've not lived.
Now, I'm guessing that many of our listeners have not done that. I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is that the football team might have some bare spots on the field after the goats are done with it.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that we are proud of is we are very proud of our Sun Devil tradition, and especially after that game last weekend, Wolf Devils, that we are looking at protecting the field. And so we will protect the field, and then when football isn't playing, we'll use the field as if it was Central Park. So we're looking at a lot of spring activities, people coming and watching movies on the big screen, some premieres, some regular showings. We're looking at a wide variety of food, grab and go on up the first level and some casual dining on the second level and fine dining on the third level. So there'll be a lot of different things. And the excitement is there'll be people who traditionally are used to coming to Sun Devil Stadium to cheer on our Devils, but there'll also be a lot of people who football isn't the thing for them. So they'll love to come and run in the track on the inside. We'll show cricket games. We'll do powwows and a number of activities that will take place. And it will be 365, 365 days a year. Classes will be taught in there. You can drop by, work out in the morning, have a little cup of joe and start your day, or late at night, get that last handheld burrito and do a little bit of studying, sitting on the benches and utilizing the Wi-Fi. So we're really looking at the fact that stadiums throughout the country have been used for the 7 athletic events, collegiate events they've had every year, football primarily, and now it'll be 365 days a year with a whole series of things that happen.
Now, Sun Devil Stadium, as we've discussed, is undergoing a pretty significant renovation. I'm wondering if finding other uses and getting more people into the stadium, not just for football games, is that seen as a way to maybe get more out of the cost of all the renovations?
You know what? We are at ASU, we are known for innovation. And in fact, we're ahead of MIT and Stanford in innovation. Number one, the third year running. And what we look at are challenges and solutions. And the challenge of looking at a space that's used 2% of the time, what do you do with the 98% of the time? That was the challenge before us. And we think, well, why not do something? We're going to make the stadium beautiful. We've already finished half of it with seats and coaches' lounges and legend lounges and things of that nature. But then we are going to go from that to saying, how does everyone benefit from the stadium? How does everyone participate in that? And yeah, there will be a way that we will look at offsetting some of those costs, but we'll also be looking at this being Arizona State University's largest asset. We'll have executives coming for executive sessions. The city of Tempe does not have a convention center. We will be that convention center. There are also fairs and a number of things that have shut down the Tempe streets. The city is interested in having those in Sun Devil Stadium so that the streets are open again and there's a myriad of things happening. State Farm, which is our neighbor to the north, look at that as their front door coming into the stadium. So we'll be looking at a lot of different things. We're just abandoning conventional thinking and figuring out what to do. And I'll tell you, I've already gotten calls from other colleges saying, we're watching what you're doing, and we're going to look forward to following in your footsteps.
All right, Goat Yoga coming to ASU Sun Devil Stadium. That's Colleen Jennings, Rogensack. Colleen, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.